I'm like to welcome on the phone. We have Maria Farn. You're the treasurer of the Incaudiatus Trios Choir. Is that correct? Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Connor. It's Incaudiatus Trios.
Okay, I've been practicing that all morning. And you know what? As soon as I saw it, I said, I'm going to make a hash of this. So look, apologies for that. Anyway, tell us about lovely concert you're doing on Saturday night.
On Saturday evening, the 23rd, in St. Anne's Church, Portmarnock, we will be doing Beethoven's Mass in C major. We'll also be doing Vivaldi's Gloria and from the Carl Jenkins Benedictus.
Wow, gosh.
We're delighted to be joined by members of St. George's Singers.
And they're from Belfast, isn't that correct? So it's a kind of a cross-border thing as well, which is great.
It is indeed. We actually performed Beethoven's Mass with them last month in Belfast.
Lovely. And in fairness, you know, now I'm not a very... Beethoven wouldn't be my thing, as most of the listeners here would understand that, but certainly that piece was lovely. And that's the type of thing that's going to be on offer, isn't that correct?
Oh, it is. It is, definitely.
Now, so just to repeat, you know, just so we all know, it's on Saturday the 23rd. It's in St. Anne's Church in Portmarnock at 8 o'clock. And the tickets are €15, isn't that correct? How can people get a hold of the tickets?
They can phone 085-849-8442 through any member of the choir.
Right.
Or they will be available at the door of the church.
Right, okay. And can you tell us a bit about the choir? Like, how many members have you got?
Okay, we are 21 years old. We were founded by Dr. Marion Doherty Hayden. We are one of three choirs. There is the junior choir, the chamber choir, the adult choir, and that's hence we have the Trez.
Right, okay.
We would normally have about 120 members, and we are a mixed choir.
Lovely.
We rehearse on Thursday evenings in Scully's in Malahide.
Yeah, I know.
And if we have any performances coming up, we would have an all-day Saturday rehearsal thrown in as well.
Lovely. And tell me, like, when I was chatting to you, you mentioned that, like, the other great performances that, like, you've been in the National Concert Hall and everything, isn't that correct?
Oh, we've been in the National Concert Hall on a few occasions. Our most recent visit there was April of last year. We performed Verdi's Requiem. We actually sold that concert out.
Gosh.
And we were along with the Wexford Sinfonia Orchestra and AIB Choral Society, and the Wexford Festival Singers joined us for that concert.
Right.
And one of our other highlights would have been the Convention Centre in 2011, when we did the 10th anniversary Ireland Remembers for 9/11. And we performed the Armed Man, that's Carl Jenkins' Armed Man, and we were joined by the National Philharmonic Orchestra at that time.
Gosh, I'm telling you, you're obviously an extremely good choir if you're getting those kind of venues as well then.
Well, I think we have a high standard.
Yeah. So if somebody thinks they have a good voice, to contact yourselves. Lovely. Great. Well, look, have you anything else, you know, you want to have a chat about, or will I just call out where the venue is and everything again?
If we could, I could tell you who the soloists are.
Yeah, great.
We will have Mary Callan Clark. We will have Owen Conway, Declan Kelly, and David Robertson. Our conductor will be Marion Doherty Hayden.
Yeah.
The organist will be David Lee, and the cellist will be Gerard Peregrine.
Lovely. And you were also saying about you get a lot of funding from Fingal County Council as well, isn't that correct?
We are delighted to acknowledge the funding we are receiving for this performance from Fingal County Council.
Great. Well, look, all the very best. And just repeat again, it's on Saturday the 23rd, this Saturday in St. Anne's Church in Portmarnock at 8 o'clock. And you can get the tickets on 085 8498 442 or from any member of the choir that you might know. Maria, thanks very much for coming on, and the very best with that. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Connor, for having me.
No problem. Thanks very much. And now I think we'll go for a little bit, well, a different kind of culture.
Old acquaintance be forgotten, and never to
Easy on you two girdiers. Listen, it's after hours. If the police come in, I'll be losing my license.
Ah, just one, Mr. Byrne, just one. I'm off to America, and I want to leave the shores of Ayrton with a lingering taste of its most famous product on me lips.
Ah, that's all very well, but it'll be too late. Here, see, there's the boat. You see, there's the boat sounding. Do you hear? You'll miss it.
Just one for old time's sake.
Well, if the police come in here, they won't be letting me off for old time's sake. Still, if you're going off from the boat, I suppose I'll get to give you a drink.
You're a decent man. You're a decent man. What do you have, Stephen?
A small whiskey.
Good. And what are you having yourself, Mr. B?
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I'll have a large whiskey.
A large. You'll have a small one, the same as any ordinary Christian. And I'll have a pint.
All right. But now, will you keep quiet while I'm outside getting the drinks?
That's all right now, Mr. Borden. I'll keep him quiet.
You keep me quiet.
I'll keep you quiet.
You and who else?
What?
It'll take a better man than you to keep me quiet. Did you ever hear what the immortal bard said?
You mean the immortal bard?
No, you're thinking of Belfield and Brady.
Go on now, gents. Here's your things. And, mister, look, let me tell you one thing. The boat won't wait for you.
Well, if the boat won't wait for Jimmy Burke of 351 A Francis Street, then it's the wrong boat.
Am I right? Dead right. Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, one thing now. Don't forget to give that message to me, Uncle Ned.
Oh, I'll give him a message to you. What's the message?
Tell him me mother'll write next Monday.
What are you talking about? Sure, he won't get there till next Tuesday.
But sure, listen, when it's Tuesday over there, it'll be last Monday over here.
Oh, that's odd. What?
When it's Tuesday over there, it'll be last Monday over here.
Oh, I see. If I get over to America next Tuesday, I'll be still here last Wednesday.
No. You see, America is behind us.
No, behind us, then, sure, if it was behind us, I'd have to go to it backwards. That's ridiculous.
No, Jimmy, you don't understand. It's behind time is what I mean.
Oh, behind time.
As you're getting up in the mornings, the Americans are still asleep.
Americans still asleep?
Yes.
Sure, how do they know what time I get up?
Jimmy, no. Listen, they don't get up till after you get up.
See, then, like, if I sleep it out here in Dublin, half of the Americans is late for their work.
Listen. It doesn't matter to them if you never got up.
Well, I'm very glad to know that, because I wouldn't like to be howling up the American continent.
Come on now, gents. Come on, here's the thing, sir. Drink up. Here, there's the boat now. Go on, hurry up.
Listen, am I going to America or are you?
Listen, you're an awful man, but I suppose as you're going, I'll have to give you another. Come on, drink up the last thing.
That's the best speech I heard since the elections.
Come on. Quick now. Drink it quick.
Okay. You know, that's the American lingo for okay. Oh. Well, anyhow, here's good luck, lads.
Well, here's luck to you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mitch. What's that, sir? You have a great swally. I never seen a man drink a pint so quick as that.
This is the age of speed, Mr. Martin. I'll have another pint.
Oh, I'd get another one. You would.
You're a decent man.
I won't be a tick now.
Come here, Stephen. That's a decent man. Listen, what did you mean by saying that when it's next Tuesday in America, it's Wednesday over here?
Amateur. When it's Christmas here, it's boiling hot summer in Australia.
Boiling hot summer. What'll poor Santa Claus do?
Ask me,
what? That's vulgar.
No, listen. Australia's on the other side of the world. If you dug a hole right through the world, you'd come up in Australia.
Who the devil wants to dig a hole right through the world?
I haven't the foggiest idea. I just don't.
On the face of it, that's stupid.
Now, listen here, come on. There's the sound of the boat going now. Come on now.
Wait till I take me pint, will you?
You can't. You may either miss the boat to America or miss your pint.
Is that so? Then tell Mr. Roosevelt not to expect me. Cheerio.
Welcome back, everybody. And now on the line I have Amy Heron, who is the Communications and Events Coordinator for the Irish Writers Centre here in Dublin. And we're on to have a chat about the International Festival, Literary Festival, which is taking place this week in Dublin. Good morning, Amy. How are things?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, and welcome to Near FM. So we want to have a chat about the festival, which started last Saturday and continues to this Saturday. Can you just tell us, like, we're now at Thursday, you know, you have different events on. Can we have a chat about it? Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, I suppose just a quick look back. First of all, we started off the festival, our connections with the festival, with Craft of Fiction seminars with Anthony Glavin and Christine Montalbetti. So that was last Saturday and kind of got us started. Then at the top of the week, we also had an Irish language event in association with IMRAM. We also linked up with Poetry Ireland for their introduction series, which is always a popular one. They get new voices in the world of poetry. And then this evening, we're looking at head to Second Book Syndrome with Donal Ryan, Liz McManus, Kathleen McMahon and Pat Kenny will be interviewing. So the week isn't actually over with that one.
we still have one more
event to follow on the Saturday, which is so that's Saturday 23rd. It's aimed at writers who are looking to get out there and connect with, say, festival curators and reach new audiences. So we have a really great lineup of festival experts at this stage. We've got the likes of Sarah Webb from Mountains to Sea, Martin Colthorpe himself from the International Literary Festival, and Martina Devlin, Darren Nevrian, and they're all basically to hand to help writers along their way, and even help them, you know, to better their performances when reading or at certain events. So we've two more left, and okay. Then we'll all take a bit of a breather.
Yeah, I can imagine. It must be a hectic week. And tell me, so this evening, you know, Thursday evening, Second Book Syndrome, like, you know, people like the famous broadcaster Pat Kenny, what are they going to do?
So tonight's event is really about, so Second Book Syndrome is the name of it, and it is looking at the challenges that writers have when trying to draft that second book. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure usually after the first one has been released and hopefully to critical acclaim. But then, you know, there is that I suppose, sense of nervousness about, you know, how is the second one going to go down? Is it going to be positively reviewed? And also, you know, when you're crafting something, you know, it can be quite a daunting experience, even just getting the creative juices flowing again. So each of our panelists actually have really interesting backstories. So Kathleen McMahon was picked up at the London Book Fair a couple of years back and got a fantastic book deal out of it. But with that, obviously, the pressures of a second book, can invade. And then Liz McManus, who incidentally is the chairperson of the board here at the Writers' Centre, she had 20-odd years of a gap between her first and second novels. So her second one has just been released this year, this spring. And finally, Donal Ryan has a fascinating story in that his first novel was meant to be his second and vice versa.
Okay, that's an interesting... Okay, so you started off with one, did another one, and then said, well, look,
what he had pitched initially as his, you know, his first novel ended up being produced as his second, and his second novel was produced as his first.
So okay.
It'll be interesting to hear his side as well on that. So we're really looking forward to this evening. There's still a few tickets available on the IrishWritersCentre.ie website, so be sure to check that out.
And that's on in the Writers' Centre, is that correct?
It's on in the Writers' Centre, and we're based on Parnell Square North, and just the cost is €10 for non-members and €8 if you're a member of the centre.
Okay, and then as you're saying, on Saturday then you also have the next event.
Which is Mindshift. So as I said, that's a host of experts helping you to get out there and wow audiences, really. So that's a full day's, say, seminar and or workshop, however you want to view it. So a little bit pricier, but hopefully worth, you know, the writers will walk away with a lot of information. So that's at €6 or €50 for members.
Right, okay. So the whole idea is that if you've written a book or you want to go to a festival or, as you're saying, connect with different people who run these festivals,
there's an awful lot of competition out there. You know, there's some great writing talents in Ireland at the moment, but obviously we want to, you know, help writers be heard and also be seen. And I suppose that's what this day is about, just really, you know, I suppose, hearing from the festival curators and seeing what they are looking for. And then, you know, as well, there's a certain sense of protocol and etiquette about applying to various festivals. And then, you know, there's preparation ahead of not just festivals, but also, you know, panel events and readings and things like that. So there's scope for writers to get out there a lot more, I think, than perhaps in the past. They're, you know, they're not meant to be locked away in their studies all the time.
Yes.
Good to get out and about every
exactly
now and
so the whole idea is that you can go along to this as a seminar, you talk to these people, you hear what they're really what the organizers are looking for, or what how to pitch to
absolutely.
Them
absolutely yes yeah exactly but I suppose the other side of it is also the do's and don'ts, you know, of being at the event itself. You know, some people might have nervous tics, or some people might not be very comfortable reading in front of large crowds. You know, they could know their work inside out, but performing it is a different story. So that's what we're there, I suppose, on Saturday to try and help with. And the idea is that, you know, the day is aimed at writers who are, you know, say semi-professional, if you want to put it that way, that writing is very much an occupation for them.
Yeah, but looking for a break or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. So if you're a budding writer and you've written a book and you just want to see how's the best way of you know, kind of improve getting it out there, as you're saying, reading it at a festival, these are the people you need to speak to and to hone your skills really as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's going to be scope for lots of questions throughout the day. So I think definitely a pen and notepad will be invaluable to bring along on Saturday.
And that's also on in the Writers' Centre, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. That's a 10:30 start until shortly after 4 o'clock. So it's going to be a day full of information.
Brilliant, brilliant. Is there anything else now that the Writers' Centre have coming up, or will you be taking a little break?
No, never. We're really excited about a couple of things. As soon as the festival is over, we've actually got another exciting event that we're really looking forward to. It's with Dennis Lehane, who some of your listeners might know from the likes of Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone. He was also one of the screenwriters on The Wire. So he'll be with us on the Thursday, 28th of May. Tickets are obviously selling quickly for that one, so definitely get your skates on if you're interested in that. And he'll be in conversation with Declan Hughes ahead of heading down to Listowel, which fortunately brings me to my next point.
Okay,
we're hitting the road ourselves. We're doing a professional development day down at Listowel ourselves, as well as we're connecting with the likes of the Belfast Book Festival for a publishing day up north at the Crescent Arts Centre. And we're also taking our Mindshift professional development series to Cork, which will be in association with Children's Books Ireland, and that will be reaching out to a new audience of authors who write for children, and trying to help them hone their skills as well. So we're firmly based in Dublin, but we're definitely getting out there as well.
Yeah, so if you're listening on the web outside the north side of Dublin, keep an eye out for these different events. And the great thing is to check your website as well regularly. Would that be correct? Just to see what else is going on.
Yeah, and also on our homepage, you can also sign up to our newsletter. So that's at irishwriterscentre.ie, and just pop your details in, and there's a weekly newsletter. So that'll keep you up to date with everything that we're doing.
Perfect. Well, okay. So just to recap, in case anybody missed what we were talking about during the last few minutes, tonight and on the 21st, there's the second book, Syndrome, which is happening in the Writers' Centre. What time that starts? At around 7:30, is that correct?
That's 7:30, yes.
Yeah, okay. And then on Saturday, there's the Mind Shift, which you'd go along and listen to and have a chat with different writing festival organisers, and that, you know, to see how you could apply, as you're saying, do's and don'ts when you're actually, if you have been selected to give a reading. Because I suppose most people, as you're saying, are just so used to, you know, their own stuff, and somebody says, well, where did this come from? And they can go, God, I don't know, or whatever. So it's just to polish up on that as well. And that's on Saturday, starting at 10:30, and runs through to just after 4 o'clock, and it's a question and answer session and that kind of stuff as well. Amy, thanks for joining us, and all the very best with the next couple of events, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks very much. Thanks.
That's brilliant. Okay. Thanks a million for having me.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.